It's Michaela. Welcome back to my podcast. I know it's, the day before Thanksgiving, but I have been working on some stuff that I wanted to get out. I'm going to publish a couple of podcasts this week, tonight. I don't know. I'm going to try and get them out as soon as I can. If you haven't already joined my Facebook group, it's Citation Station 2020. Super easy to find on Facebook. It's a private group and full of women that have so much knowledge, and it's such a tremendous source of support. Also, if you're wanting help on your journey, go check out my website, lactationstation2020.com. I have a $25 Zoom meeting that several women have found beneficial, and I'm still working on my inducing coaching package that should be available right after the holidays. All right, so let's get a move on. Now, I asked in my Facebook group, what is something that women would like me to talk about? Or that the group members would like me to talk about. And somebody suggested flange fit. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about flange fit. I'm going to try to make it short and sweet, but I have a feeling that it's not going to be. You know, really, honestly, pumping doesn't have to suck. Flange size may seem like a foreign concept when it comes to embarking into the world of lactation. In fact, I know for me, because of my age, when I breastfed my boys, the idea of a breast pump never even crossed my mind. I don't even know what kind of breast pumps they had back then in the late 80s. You know, most people will probably never hear of a flange or what a flange is until they decide to pump. And then you open up the breast pump package and you find all these goodies in there, and then you say, what the hell is this? So you have a breast pump, and you're on your way to a great pumping journey. Maybe you've already even done some research to get ready. Great. So next, you want to consider flange fit. You know, in your head, you might have been saying, what? What is a flange? The flange is the funnel-shaped piece of the pump that goes on your breasts. Different breasts may need different flange sizes. So then the next question is, why does size matter? Women's bodies and breasts are all different, so it makes sense that flanges come in different sizes too. But choosing the right flange size is less about your bra size and more about making sure it allows your nipple to move the way it should. Basically, larger nipples call for larger flanges. But there are other things to consider, too. Our nipples may not be symmetrical, or they may respond differently to suction. Some women have very dense breast tissue, while others have tissue that's more stretchy and elastic. Nipple sizes also vary with ethnicity and age. It may take a little experimentation to find the best fit for you. Probably figured out, breast pumps remove milk from your breasts using suction. The flange's job is to form a comfortable seal around the breast and create a vacuum. Then the suction action gently pulls the nipple into the tunnel on the other end, and that's what gets milk flowing. So how do you know if you have the right fit? Start with the flange or flanges that came with your pump. Hold the flange up to your chest and center it on each of your nipples and see if the nipple fits comfortably in the flange. That is a good way to get started. So if the nipple touches the sides of the tunnel, you'll want to try the next size up. If there's a lot of space around the nipple, you'll want the next size down. A flange that's too big or too small can actually block your milk ducts, reduce the amount of milk you can pump. The wrong flange fit also can lead to engorgement, clogged ducts, milk blisters, and a decrease in your milk supply. Not to mention, sometimes it can get pretty painful. If your flange is too small, the nipple will rub or be pinched along the sides of the tunnel. Pumping may take a long time, your breast may not feel empty afterwards, and your nipples may even be misshapen after pumping. Not a good sign. If your flange is too large, too much of the areola gets pulled into the flange tunnel when you're pumping, which can also be painful. Likewise, you may feel like your breast pump just isn't getting the job done. You want pumping to be both comfortable and worth your while. The right flange can make all the difference. Here's what you should know about finding the right fit. Flange fit can impact comfort and efficiency of milk removal. Most people who pump are not wearing the correct size. Yep, I said it. Most people who pump are not wearing the correct size. You want the breast pump flange to fit over the nipples and form a vacuum seal around the areola. There should be little or no areola tissue in the flange tunnel before pumping. A good fit? The nipple is in the center of the flange. Little or no areola is pulled into the breast pump tunnel. Flange is too big if a portion of the areola is pulled into the breast pump tunnel. Flange is too small if the nipple is pulled to the side of the breast pump tunnel and cannot move freely. It's no exaggeration to say that getting the right flange, and by that I mean a quality flange, and the correct size flange, by that I mean fit, will save us all a few tears. What are breast shields or breast pump flanges? Now, wait a minute. Let's not confuse the two. I have heard in other parts of the country and the world, some lactation consultants refer to the flange as a breast shield. For this particular instance, I'll be referring to flanges as flanges or breast pump flanges, and breast shields will be reserved for the breast shields some moms use to achieve a better latch with baby. The flange is the funnel-like or cone-shaped part of the breast pump. The flange is the part of the breast pump that connects on the skin with the breast to create a chamber for the pumping extraction of breast milk. Why is flange size or flange sizing important? The flange is expected to fit or sit over the nipples and then form a vacuum seal around the areola for the pumping process. Flanges come in different sizes and materials to suit the needs, breast types, and comfort levels. How much areola should be in the flange? I've had a lot of people ask me that question. And it can be quite hard to find a comfortable pump or decide on the right flange that will be suitable for your breast or nipple size, especially since different sizes and models of breast pumps with distinct features and benefits are available with new style flanges and pumps coming out all the time. One way of narrowing your choice and making your decision easier is by tracking down the amount of areola in the flange tunnel during the pumping process. The areola is the darkened ring of color found around the nipple. The major function of the areola is the stimulation of milk production or letdown during milk extraction, whether it's pumping or with a partner or hand expressing. So, how much areola in the flange? Okay. Well, it's important to note that little or no areola tissue is expected to be in the flange tunnel during pumping. This is advisable to prevent a couple of things, mostly breast-related problems, such as crammed milk ducts, breast tissue discoloration, nipple soreness, pain in breast, swelling, rubbing wound marks, breast cuts, nipple damage. The list goes on. When it comes to lactation, the size of the nipple is very important because we cannot adequately talk about milk production without inversely referring to the nipple size. Based on a medical search, it has been clearly stated that women generally are expected to have nipple sizes that are slightly larger than 1/4 inch, both in length and width. That is approximately the size of a ladybug. That's not very big. And of course, there's some women that are bigger, and I suppose there's some women that are smaller, but that's the average, the size of a ladybug. So that's what I'm going to start calling nipples from now on, my little ladybugs. We may be talking about flanges, but it really comes down to the nipples. Your nipples fit into the pump flange, and the suction of the pump works to mimic the suckling of a baby and inspire your letdown reflex. That is the goal for everybody. So when measuring our breasts for the proper fit with our pumps, there are three main parts with which we need to be familiar. the nipple base, and the areola. Now, at a quick glance, the nipple and areola are the darker colored parts of your breast. The nipple is the part that extends from the main part of your breast, and your areola is the dark circle where the nipple meets your breast. Where these two join is the base of the nipple. And I know that everybody knows, you know, where their nipple is and where their areola is. But sometimes people get confused as to where they measure from. Now we know, you know, where the nipple and the areola meet is the base of the nipple. So unless you work with me, there's a good chance that you don't talk about the anatomy of a breast every day. So let's take a minute to reacquaint ourselves with our breast in terms of a breast pump. In general, with regards to the nipple, there are about 8 different types of nipples in the world. They are projected. Projected nipples are regarded as protruding nipples. This kind of nipple can be seen to stick out on the areola and face slightly upwards. Then there's even, and they're usually regarded as flat nipples. This kind of nipple can be seen to have no level variations with the areola, usually due to the amount of underlying tissue present. Then there is tumid, T-U-M-I-D, and these are usually regarded or called puffy nipples. This kind of nipple can be seen to have an oblong shape that is raised and lies atop of the breast mold. For this nipple type, the downward slope flanges are usually a good fit. Then there's the reversed nipple, which is usually called an inverted nipple. This kind of nipple can be seen to lie inwards as the tip area edges into the outer part of the breast. One-sided or unilateral inverted nipples. This kind of nipple can be seen to have just one side raised while the other side lies inward. Then there's rough or bumpy nipple. This kind of nipple can be seen to possess Montgomery glands, which are rash looking, that are sparsely found around the areola. And rough nipples are usually known to occur more often in pregnant women. Then there's multiple, are also called supernumerary nipple. This kind of nipple can be seen to have another extra nipple somewhere on the breast or on the body in general. Now we know, you know, the different types of nipples. Finding the right or correct breast flange means having an idea of the different nipple types in existence. And since we've touched on that a bit, let's continue on to what is involved in sizing a nipple. What is nipple sizing and how do I do it? Nipple sizing in terms of lactation refers to the measurement of the breast tip or nipple diameter to get the appropriate flange to use while pumping. And the first rule for nipple sizing is to measure before pumping. Before you go to measure, you'll want to stimulate your nipple so that it's full size. You can do this by gently rolling it between your thumb and finger or putting something cold on it like an ice cube. Or step outside with no bra on because it's cold here. Although probably not as cold as some of you guys are. I'm still in Vegas, so our coldest temperature so far has been 62. I guess that's not nearly as cold as anybody in Buffalo. There was a lot of snow in Buffalo. All lactating women should measure both of their nipples to determine the best fitting or proper flange size to use, since some might require or need a different flange size for each breast. And I do that. I have a 19 on one side and a 21 on the other. You know, it could end up that you need, you know, to have two different sizes. To get your correct size and avoid any discomfort, you should measure first. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. To size your nipple, you can use a metric ruler or a fabric measuring tape from around the house to measure across the base of your nipple where the nipple meets the areola. Please do not measure the areola because you'll just end up getting the wrong size. You'll notice that the ruler or fabric tape is in centimeters or inches while the flange is in millimeters. At this point, you need to convert into millimeters using the standard math rule of 1 centimeter equals 10 millimeters. So if you measured a nipple size of 3.6 centimeters in diameter, It would give you a figure of 36 millimeters after conversion. I mean, it's just that simple. 3.6 times 10 equals 36. After sizing and measuring, the next step would be to add 2 millimeters to the actual measurements to help you get the most comfortable flange size. This is done to control soreness or discomfort by allowing a tiny gap between your nipple and the flange tunnel, and for nipple expansion during pumping. Aside from the metric ruler and the measuring tape, there are other flange size rulers or measuring tools that exist. Some of them include a circular diameter ruler. This tool makes flange sizing a notch easier, as the only required effort is the insertion of the nipple into the provided circle to select the best fit. A digital caliper. This can be used to get a more detailed gauge of your flange size, as this tool measures the proportion of an object in millimeters. And then flange size calculator apps. These are digitalized medium that can be used to conveniently measure nipples. They also help to quickly compute breast pump flange sizes and convert measurements across different units. Now, I've never tried one of those. I just use my ruler, my cloth ruler that I carry around in my lactation bag. If you find a good flange size calculator app, please let me know. Rule of thumb for breast pump flange sizes. There are 5 flange size charts for breast flanges, and they are: less than 17 millimeter measurement will put you at 19 to 21 millimeters. 17 to 21 measurement will put you at 24. 21 to 25 millimeters will put you at 26 to 28. 25 to 29 millimeters will put you at 30 to 32. And 29 to 32 millimeters will put you at 36. Now that we know how to measure, what is the next step? How do we tell if our flange fit is right? And that is a great question. So, as a lactation consultant, I have found the quickest way to determine the correct flange size is by feeling fit or comfortable during the pumping process. And here's a handy acronym that I use. It's the COMFY test, COMFY, and I learned this in class. So C, center nipple moves freely. O, only a little areola tissue is pulled in. M, motion of the breast is gentle and rhythmic. F, feels comfortable. And Y, yields well-drained breasts. So that's the COMFY test. So if your flange passes all of that, then it sounds like you have the right flange. The amount of areola tissue that would be pulled into the tunnel needs to be very little. The breast or nipple should not feel sore during or after pumping, and the breast should be observably lighter after pumping. What if your flange is too big? The nipple becomes overly inflated and will neither be in the center nor move freely. A significantly large amount of areola tissue could be yanked into the tunnel during pumping since the flange is too big. The nipple could show a whitish discoloration indicating the absence of properly circulated blood flow. The quantity of breast milk expressed will be very low. Now, how do you tell if your flange is too small? The nipple could be pulled to the side of the tunnel during pumping and not move freely. The breast could feel heavy after pumping due to an uneven output. The nipple may show a reddish discoloration. You may experience pain in the nipple during and after pumping. So you also need to remember that there is no forever fit. Like your breast, your nipples may change throughout your lactation journey. A flange that fits during the first week may not work as well at 3 months. So check your flange fit from time to time, especially if you start to notice discomfort during pumping. What's more, some women need to switch to a larger flange size mid-pump because their nipples naturally expand from the suction. And that's totally normal, by the way. Each breast pump is a bit different. Comes with a set of flanges in various sizes and its own settings and adjustments. One of the keys to successful pumping, regardless of what pump you choose, is achieving proper fit with your flanges. So hopefully I can give you all the information that you need to be able to properly determine your flange size. Measuring your nipples for pumping is not a one-time occurrence. Over the course of our lactation journey, our bodies and nipples can change. Sometimes you might be able to notice a change in the way your flanges are fitting, and other times you might notice a change in your output. It's a good idea to measure your nipples from time to time as you pump. If you have already started your pumping journey and you are experiencing irritation or pain while pumping, your nipples could be a bit swollen. So adjusting your flange size and using a bit of lubrication and potentially a pump accessory like inserts might alleviate the swelling and change the size of the flange that you need. Pump brands will offer different sized flanges. Sometimes you can find the right fit with a different size flange, but some of us fall in between sizes. In this case, you might be able to find an additional sizing aid from your pump brand, a standalone company, or you can use inserts. Like the Bogen cushions. I think I have some of those. Those are really good little cushions. And by inserting the cushions into your flanges, you can reduce the overall size of your flange by 2 millimeters. So if you have a 27 millimeter flange and you need a 25 millimeter flange, all you have to do is pop your Bogen into your flange and you're set. If you need to reduce your flange size even more, you can fold the cushion in half like you're folding down a turtleneck sweater. And this will double up the cushion in the tunnel of your flange, making it 4 millimeters smaller. You can also use wearable pumps because these pumps are designed to be worn inside your bra. They tend to be a bit smaller. This means that the tunnels of their flanges are shorter. These flanges have a small hole inside the flanges to create the suction. If you insert the cushions directly into the flange, it'll block these holes and reduce the suction. To use the Bogen cushions with these pumps, you need to fold the tunnel of the cushion in half. You can lubricate for a better experience. I've been saying that my whole life. Just lubricate for a better experience. Your flanges need to be a bit snug to work, but many women can find that this causes painful friction. Using food-safe lubrication like coconut oil is a great way to maintain proper flange fit while also reducing friction. These lubricants can help to soothe and heal the sensitive skin on your nipple. You know, if it gets irritated or when it gets irritated, then that can help a lot. I caution everybody to be careful using lanolin. Not that I have anything against it, but lanolin is really thick and tends to cling to the skin. So if you use lanolin in your flanges and you don't get it all off of your breast and out of your flange, you know, very minute pieces of bacteria can stick to the lanolin, which means that it's stuck, you know, on your breasts, and then that can lead to an infection if you have an open, like, sore or something like that. I'm not saying that will happen with lanolin. I'm just saying be careful using it because it can happen. If you're using flange accessories that potentially create additional hard plastic angles or edges, using a lubricant can be even more effective in safeguarding your skin. Okay, so once you get your flanges, you'll want to ensure that you've chosen the right size by making sure the fit is right. As I mentioned, your nipple size can also change throughout your journey. So here are a few more tips to determine if a new flange is needed. Your breasts are moving too much or too little while pumping. Movement should be gentle, much like the movement of your nipple within the tunnel. Your nipples are rubbing too often on the sides of the tunnel. A little rubbing here and there may happen, but if it's causing discomfort, you may need to change your flange size. Your nipples are discolored during and or after pumping. Redness on the nipple or base or a whiteness seen on the nipple or areola may indicate too small a flange. Your breasts may still feel full after pumping. Once your milk has started to increase, breasts should feel softer and lighter after pumping. If they're still heavy and hard, that means all the milk hasn't drained. Another common issue, and it's actually far more common than I realize, is nipple elasticity. And nipple elasticity is a common issue that most women don't discover until they start pumping. And it's where the skin on your nipple and areola stretch during pumping. If your nipple is stretching beyond the halfway point of the flange tunnel and you're feeling pain or you pump less milk, then you may have elastic nipples and you'll want to consider increasing or decreasing your flange size. So what do you do if you have elastic nipples? An elastic nipple is a nipple that stretches more than we would typically expect when pumping. That is it. I mean, that's it. We're just talking about how much the nipple can stretch. If an elastic nipple is one that exceeds the expected stretch of the nipple, that would be considered normal. To find the expected stretch of the nipple, we need to consider how the nipple functions when directly nursing. And that is the biological normal function of this body part. When directly nursing, the nipple can and should stretch 2 to 3 times in length. Given the average length of the nipple shank is between 10 and 12 millimeters, the nipple should be able to easily stretch to from 20 to 36 millimeters without significant concern. So if that's the case, then why are elastic nipples such a big deal? Simply put, many pump flanges are very short and cannot handle the stretch of the normal length nipple at its full capacity for normal stretching. So what do you do if you have elastic nipples? If you have non-swollen, undamaged, pain-free nipples that stretch more than 3 times in length when pumping with the flange, no more than 2 to 4 millimeters from your pre-pumping nipple measurement, you have elastic nipples. All elastic nipples means is with pumping is that we may need to take a closer look at what style of flange will work best for you and to find the fit that will accommodate the natural stretch of your nipples. So let's talk about how to understand normal and elastic nipple tissue a little bit more. So there's nothing about elastic nipple tissue that is inherently abnormal or concerning. When directly nursing, nipples actually swell and stretch within the baby's mouth, filling the space between the palate and the elevated tongue, which would make elastic nipple tissue a benefit to achieving a pain-free latch. And like I said, women are most often unaware of the elasticity of their breast tissue if they've never used a breast pump before. Elasticity really only gets discussed in regards to flat or inverted nipples, as these women may have lower than average elasticity, which results in nipples that do not protrude as easily. A low milk supply can be the result of stretching nipples. The milk ducts aren't empty when they're compressed, so your body receives the message that it will not require that much milk. Afterwards, you begin to produce less, and then this cycle goes on and on. It's critical to understand that many symptoms of stretching nipples to diagnose and treat the condition. Remember that a few of the symptoms can also indicate a flange that isn't fitting correctly. So, pain when you're pumping. When you're pumping, it's difficult to empty the breast. Your nipples get cracked. Your areola and nipple are dragged into the flange. When it comes to using a breast pump, elastic nipples can be quite challenging. The elasticity of the breast tissue makes getting the appropriate size difficult, as the nipple will swell to fill any flange tunnel, making the traditional method of fitting based on post-pumping nipple size useless and possibly damaging. There is an idea in flange fitting that the nipple should not make contact with the sides of the flange during pumping. Therefore, if the nipple touches the sides of the flange at any time, even if there's no nipple pain, damage, or issue with adequately emptying, then you need to size up in your flange. I have talked with several women with higher than average elasticity who have suffered extensive nipple damage as a result of sizing up. The biggest challenge with elastic nipples is finding the right size and the right style of flange. If you have been using the wrong size flange, The edema in your nipples could complicate sizing and require sizing down multiple times until the swelling is reduced. Traditional hard plastic flanges come in sizes ranging from 13 to 40 millimeters. And for most women, there's a size in these flanges that will provide the comfortable pumping experience we are aiming for. But for some women with higher than normal elasticity, these flanges can have one big drawback with that hard plastic ring where the funnel meets the tunnel. Those women will have the areola tissue pulled into the tunnel no matter the size, and then the ring serves as a choke point. The milk ducts become compressed, preventing the breast from emptying and ultimately leading to lower milk supply. The areola becomes bruised and there may be tissue damage and pain. Now, for women that have this issue, I suggest that the issue is the style of flange, not so much the sizing of the flange. So thankfully, we have some alternative styles of flanges to turn to in order to achieve a painless and effective pumping experience. And isn't that what we all want? I know that's what I want. All right, so what are some options for elastic nipples? Lubricate before pumping. Before pumping, you can hand express and squeeze some drops of breast milk into the tunnel. You can also use some drops of olive oil to make the process easier if needed. Adjust the flanges after some minutes during pumping. After pumping, hand express for a few minutes and leave breast milk to dry naturally on them to aid healing. Additionally, hand expressing to help increase milk production. So never think you have to let your boobs tolerate a vacuum level of 12 suction. It isn't a competition to see who can reach the maximum suction level first. When pumping, make sure the suction strength should be at a comfortable level. Decreasing the suction level can help reduce the amount of stretching in your nipples, and this relieves areola and nipple discomfort and pain. All right, so what are some alternatives if you suspect you have elastic nipples? You can use silicone flanges and you can use inserts. And I'm going to start with Limerick because that's one of my favorites. The Limerick company manufactures hospital-grade multi-user pumps as well as a hand pump that utilizes 100% silicone flange. The flange compresses with suction to stimulate the nipple and areola, much like a nursing baby would. A unique feature of the Limerick pumps is that the pump uses continuous negative pressure suction. This feature combined to create a pumping experience that is more gentle, effective, and faster than pumping with a standard pump. I love my Limerick pump. I just had it out today, you guys. I really like that pump. And while these pumps are more expensive than many on the market, they're also made from higher quality materials, and their parts do not require replacement as often because they're higher quality. So, if you have the means, I would definitely suggest that you get one. The Limerick flanges are a one-size-fits-most approach, as the tunnel collapses to stimulate the nipple and areola, very similar to a baby's mouth. If you're unsure of whether you would like the silicone flanges and you don't want to spend that much money on a pump, I recommend purchasing the Limerick hand pump. I have personally found that the Limerick hand pump to be as effective as the standard electric pumps on the market in a fraction of the time. So then, pumpables. Pumpables has a liquid flange kit where the hard plastic flange has a one-piece flexible silicone insert that collapses with the suction of the pump. Now, this flange requires the pumpable tubing, but it does fit the Spectra and Medela pumps, and the pumpable liquid flange kits are compatible with the Pumpables brand breast pump. Man, that's a tongue twister. As well as a wide variety of pumps. Any pump that can use replacement Spectra tubing can typically be set up to use the pumpable liquid flange kit. Now, this is not a one-size solution like the Limerick, but it comes in 17, 21, 25, and 29 millimeters. If you are smaller than 17, the collapsing tube would likely allow for use down to 13, but smaller than 13 would be unlikely to effectively stimulate. The flange setup removes the issue of the hard plastic ring and increases the stimulation to the nipple in a comfortable fashion. You should be sized for this option, but the flexible silicone doesn't follow traditional sizing methods, and your size with these may not reflect your size with standard flanges. You may ultimately need to try 1 to 2 sizes to determine which fit is most comfortable and effective for you. Then there's the Lagtech Baby Motion Flanges, and Carol talks about these all the time and how much she loves them. They are made of heavy silicone with no hard ring to constrict the breast tissue. The unique thing with these flanges is the addition of the thinner silicone window as part of the flange you would consider the tunnel, and that collapses with suction to stimulate the areola. These flanges also need to be sized. They come in 18, 21, and 24. These are fantastic for elastic breast tissue as they provide additional stimulation to speed pumping, and there's no ring to create a choke point and cause trauma. A huge perk to these flanges is that they can be used as inserts in the Freemi cups, Spectra cups, and the Willow breast pump. You can get the benefit of this comfortable flange while getting the freedom of those wearable pump options. I know I sound like a commercial, you guys. I get absolutely nothing from any of these companies for talking about this stuff, but I want to give you the best options available. Then there's the Bojan cushions, which I talked about those earlier. They're soft, pliable silicone cushions that are intended to reduce the friction of the nipple against the flange tunnel and to hold the areola back and out of the tunnel. Many women have reported these cushions are game changers for them, but some have also reported that they are painful and reduce milk output. For some women, the Bojan cushions actually reduce the motion and stimulation of the nipple too much, which can cause significant issue. Now, you have to be careful with the Bojan cushions. I don't even know how to explain it. They're like sticky. If you use them, you have to be mindful that you're reducing your sizing 1 to 2 millimeters, which can change your overall flange size. So try to use them in a flange with only 2 or 3 millimeters of clearance. You would end up making the flange too small. So that's, you know, some. Now, what about Pumpin' Pals? I had these too. I tried these. And I know, again, Carol uses the Pumpin' Pals and she really likes them. I didn't care for them. The Pumpin' Pals are a variation of a traditional flange, and they remove the problematic hard plastic ring by creating a tapered funnel. They come in 5 sizes, but their sizing is unique and often doesn't correlate to your traditional sizing. So the sizing for the Pumpin' Pals is roughly as follows. Extra small, 15 to 19. Small, 20 to 23. Medium, 24 to 28. And large, 26 to 30. Extra large, 31 to 40. So the silicone Pumpin' Pals can be a great option for elastic nipples. And now all of these flanges are great options for people who are prone to clogs, have longer nipples that need extra flange length. So, you know, all these options are really good options. But what about traditional plastic flanges? Traditional hard plastic flanges can be problematic for elastic nipple tissue for 2 reasons. 1, the length of the tunnel may be too short. And 2, the internal hard plastic ring where the funnel meets the tunnel in the flange design can pinch elastic tissue. If you want to try a hard plastic flange, your ideal size is determined by measuring your undamaged, non-swollen, non-painful nipple prior to pumping. The true trick here is to make sure you end up in a flange the right size and shape for your individual anatomy. So, what about the LV? The LV pump does pose some challenges with elastic nipples overall, as the base flange length is only about 30 millimeters. Maymom and Freemi inserts may be required to achieve the tunnel size necessary, but they have to be cut down in length to about 22 millimeters to allow clearance around the pump's air holes to maintain suction. And there are hacks that can allow the LV to be utilized for those with more elastic nipples, but it is by far the trickiest pump to size for elastic nipples. And I highly recommend that if you're wanting to use an LV pump, I highly recommend booking a professional consultation if you're dealing with elastic nipples and an LV pump, as many of the hacks require careful consideration of the nipple tissue and shape to help prevent damage to the nipples. All right, so here's just a couple of questions that I get asked quite often. Do elastic nipples affect breastfeeding? The short answer is yes. They can affect your lactation journey. Oxytocin production might be suppressed if the tissues do not correctly stretch during lactation. The problem results in a slow, inefficient, or no milk ejection response. Does pumping ruin your nipples? Everything has two sides. So understandably, pumping has both advantages and disadvantages. Breast pumps make it easy to pump and store breast milk. Your breasts will considerably change when you pump. You may feel some pulling and see the boobs become larger while pumping. The long-term effects vary. Besides, pumping can cause one boob to become bigger than the other boob. But other than that, there isn't a ton of research on exactly how pumping changes your breasts. Does flange size affect milk output? The answer is yes. That's why choosing a flange with the right size is essential. Also, the nipple will not rub, squeeze, or be grown in a traumatic way if the flange is fit. If the flange is not fit, it can cause breast injury and pain. Apart from pain, selecting the incorrect flange might decrease the amount of breast milk you can extract. On the other hand, an overly tight flange will compress your breast, potentially resulting in blocked or clogged milk. So the suction will not be adequate if the flange is too loose. The issue can result in milk remaining inside the breast and a decrease in subsequent milk supply. So, this is a lot longer than I anticipated it to be. But in conclusion, there are many ways to make breastfeeding more pleasant and improve the amount of breast milk. Elastic nipples are likely to blame if you suffer pain during pumping and have poor milk production. If you have elastic nipples and successfully pumped with them, can you share your effective solutions and experience with us? Just email me at lactationstation2020@gmail.com and let me know what worked well for you. I'll be happy to share and talk about your solution, and all opinions are highly appreciated. Good lactation care and proper education makes a world of difference in your outcome. If you're struggling with anything related to lactation or pumping, please reach out. Hopefully now you know more about flanges, flange fit, and why it's important, and whether or not you have elastic nipples. All right, so that's it. Man, I did not mean to talk this long. I am so sorry. So let's wrap this up. Don't forget, if you haven't already, go join the Facebook group, Lactation Station 2020 on Facebook. Super easy to find. Stop by the website so you can keep up with what's going on there. I mentioned in my other podcast that I'm thinking about starting the newsletter back up. If you have information on meetups or other groups, things you're doing that is working, things that you'd like me to mention, things that you'd like to share, please email me and let me know. Tips and tricks that you would like me to talk about and share with others, also email me, lactationstation2020@gmail.com. And, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to pass that stuff on. One of our newest members to the Facebook group, mentioned that it's a bit of a bummer that I only do the pod once a month. And, I really had to let some stuff go when I got sick, and that happened to be one of the things. I went from, doing it every week to doing it once a month. But now that I've worked past all that stuff, I'm going to try, and I say try, I'm going to try and start putting out an episode twice a month. In addition to that, I'll also be doing YouTube videos when I think something needs a visual. All right, so that's it. I'm done. Enjoy your holiday. I hope, it's the best that you want it to be. If you're a football fan, enjoy your day of football. I just hope you guys all have a beautiful and blessed day tomorrow. And this is Michaela at Lactation Station 2020. Thanks for hanging out with me.